We are back in the studio with Officer Evans and Dr. Green. If you haven't heard the previous episode, you can check them out on episode 101 and 102 for Officer Evans' truly miraculous life-saving story. And we're so excited to reunite these two for the first time in 45 years. Officer Evans and Dr. Green. You can hear that story on episode 126. And today we're going to have some more fun and talk about the positive outcomes that came from this event. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned.
WAM Safety. The WAM Safety Podcast with Wendy Jensen Nichols and Paul Thurber.
WAMSafety.com.
The night before I was shot, I was at the sheriff's office in Davis County with two deputies. We were just talking about things, and they said, "What do you think it feels like to get shot?" "Oh, I don't know. It can't hurt too bad," but we talked a little bit about it. And he said, "Well, what do you think it feels like to die?" I said, "Well, I don't know." One of the deputies said, "Well, I think when you die, your spirit just jumps out of your body and looks down and you're dead." I said, "Well, that could be. I don't know." The other one says, No, I heard that when you die, the spirit slowly leaves your body, comes up from your feet and your ankles and your calves, comes up until it pops out of the top of your head and you're dead." I says, "Oh, interesting." Why we were talking about that the night before I got shot, I don't know. But anyway, as I was laying on the ground before Dr. Green got there, I remember thinking, what's it going to feel like when I die? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be like we talked about last night? And I remember wiggling my toes to see if they'd start to get cold because the spirit had left my foot and going up my body to leave my body so I could die.
Oh, wow.
And I can still remember, well, what's it going to feel like when that spirit leaves my body?
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, it didn't, so I didn't get the feel.
We're so grateful. We're so glad you're still here.
We are grateful, very much so.
Yes, yes, it is a true miracle. And I'm glad that you guys, after all these years, 44 years, have got the opportunity to see each other again.
I am too.
Oh, amen. Absolutely.
I feel the love of this man. And I don't know what else to say except that I feel the love. And I love you.
Same here, Stanley. Same here. Absolutely. I mean, what do you give someone who saves your life?
That's so true.
I mean, I've had 40, almost 45 more years that I wouldn't have had.
Mm-hmm.
And how wonderful that's been, and I thank you for it.
Oh, thank you.
You're the special man in my life, no question about it.
Thank you.
And because of you, I mean, all of these grandkids of his wouldn't be here, all these other people that lives he's affected, that truly is a miracle.
You know, I really like to think that working with these special needs kids, we had 150 of them in when I was basically let go and no longer did it. But those 150 kids are like my own children. I love them like you wouldn't believe. And they have a little saying they say quite often that says, "Love, they say, is a two-way street." And believe me, that's a fact. So if I give a hug to you, you have to give it back. And I try to do that. I see these kids every now and again in a store or something, and they'll say, "Hey, Ralph, how you doing?" They'll run right to me, big hugs. I love it. I love every minute of it.
And I was coming here today and I was listening to the scriptures. Remember, we're to love our neighbors as ourselves.
Yep.
And there's no way that we couldn't hug our family. We couldn't love our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful. Thankful for you.
Thank you.
This has been a spiritual experience today for me.
Well, thank you.
So great. I agree with you. Yes, it definitely has.
And thank you, Wendy, for bringing us together.
Yes, Wendy.
You're welcome. Absolutely. I'm just so honored to know both of you guys. And you guys are true heroes. And we love Eric, too. He's part of our
Eric,
family.
And you've got to hug me, too.
I love it. Yes.
He's got the curly hair for it.
Started. Normally, I just hang out in the shadows. I don't chime in much. I keep my mic off and just.
It doesn't matter. You still have to hug us.
Yes.
And I just got to say something, too. So I am always amazed at some of the stories about how an act of evil can create such a wave of positivity and spirituality, not only from bringing people closer to realizing what's important and having a closer relationship with God, but how much good they impact as a result of one simple, quick act of evil. Because that act of evil only took a second, and here it is 45 years later, mm-hmm. and we're talking about it in a positive thing. And it just blows my mind. So I'm just so grateful for that.
It's so true. And that's actually why we're here. And that's actually why we started the whole podcast, is because I wanted to share with people that we go through these horrific life events, and this is definitely one of them. And I kind of relate it back to the pioneers as they were traveling here to Utah and the nightmare they went through, right?
Yes.
And this is so relatable because that's exactly what happened. Just like Eric mentioned, I mean, that just took a couple of seconds for this 13-year-old boy to shoot him. And he would have died if it wasn't for you to stop and save him. And that's exactly what happened with the pioneers. If they hadn't found the buffalo chips that were left, they used those for power and fire. And it was such a positive impact. And it affects all of us to this day. And so I think that's why this is so powerful, that we look for the positive. All of us, there's been some crazy events in our life that's got us to this point. And you're right, it's true. None of us would be here, and we learn from those crazy experiences, and it changes our whole path.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And isn't that wonderful?
Yes, yes.
Yep.
It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't have a map like we do on the road, but we do have a map in our heart.
True.
And if we follow that map, just like the one that's on the road to get here today, we can find what really matters in our lives.
True.
Yes. It's family, friends, and our neighbors. Just anyone.
Yeah.
It's definitely, we need to love and be kind and help one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to help.
Reach out and take my hand.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you should sing your song.
If my voice was better, I'd
No, no, it. Do anyway. And then sing it.
I love it.
Someday I'll walk the way you walk and run through fields of green. Someday I'll see the way you see and view a world I've never seen. Someday I'll talk the way you talk, speak volumes never heard. Someday I'll hear the way you hear and feast on every word. Anyway, I just...
He wrote that himself.
I love that. It's amazing.
I'll get you a copy of it. I got a CD of it.
You're going to do it for me too, remember?
Oh, absolutely.
There we go. Yes, definitely. And you guys have a special bond, for sure.
And it's been reunited and strengthened. I don't know. I mean, in the past week.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking of meeting you, and I keep thinking how much you affected my life.
And you affected my life.
And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you both.
And thank you.
And curly-haired.
we love him. I'm so excited, too, that not only with this, we have some amazing music.
I'm glad this didn't come out. <earlier. laughs>
Oh, my gosh. Are you sure you don't need to take that phone call, Ralph? Come on. I can hold my breath while you take that call. We got to hold our breath. And I think it's like, you guys probably won't be able to relate to this, but it's like having a mammogram.
Mammograms are horrible. So
it's so true. Thank you. How do you know this?
Well, because I would listen to these women say, my breast hurt. And I'd say, oh, can't hurt that bad. Because I would read the mammograms.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, my gosh.
And then our technician, she said, why don't you have a mammogram?
I love her.
So I went in to have a mammogram, and I think she might have pressed it a little harder than normal, but
yes.
There was a bruise under my breast, and it hurt like the dickens, and it hurt for days. Now I have had constant I feel this compassion for every woman who has a mammogram.
Yes.
I think that how could it's we people. Know if we haven't experienced
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It's so true. Yes.
So that's like, Ralph, how could he know what near death is like unless he's experienced it?
That's true.
It's so true.
I experienced this thing of knowing what to do that I'd never done before because I listened to who knew what to do. And that was the spirit.
Yep.
It was a religious experience. That's all I can say.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. Yes, it's so true. It was a true miracle. Yes. And so I think it's important for people to know that you had the mammogram done because you are a radiologist, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I don't fix radios, but I do. I do. I did for years, you know, read all kinds of x-rays and stuff. And yeah.
I love that. That is so great. Yes. And I love that you went and actually experienced it. So you could totally relate to us women who go through and have that done every year. So that's fantastic.
And it hurts,
it hurts
it?
Bad.
Yes, it
oh
does.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it hurts really bad. And you do bruise, okay? And you might have a couple tears because it hurts.
But it's worth it.
It is. Yes. It's so true.
If we find a malignancy early,
yes,
we can save both a life, and there's this life is saved, but so are the other lives of their families and stuff that associate with this wonderful woman. And so to me, that's one of the greatest things I did was to read mammograms, find the lesion early, find it so they could take it out.
I love that, and I can so relate because my grandmother actually had a mastectomy because they found cancer, and one of my aunts, the same thing. So that is very dear to my heart as well. And so you're right. And if it wasn't for you and those other physicians who found that, I myself wouldn't be here today and all of my family. And so we're so grateful for you. And I have many friends right now that have gone through that and had just come out of chemo. And so that really is very touching that we're grateful to have you. So thank you for all
thank
that you do.
Thank you.
That's incredible. Yes. And so you guys really hadn't said anything except you said you're cute mom. As we know, moms like to share stories with everyone. Is that kind of how the word got out about what had happened?
Well, that's how she got me involved. She saw the article in the paper. In the paper, they said they didn't know who did it. My mother phoned up and told them she knew.
I love that. That's a great story.
I'm so glad she did.
Yes.
I really am.
Yes, because this day would not have happened otherwise. Would not have known. And so how great this was that we were able to get in touch with you where you didn't live here before. And after all these years, 44 years later, so it'll be 45 years this year that the incident took place. And now you guys are meeting back together for the first time.
Yeah. And it was, I walked in the room and I knew him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just knew him. And I also realized all my life that listening to the spirit was the key to happiness and success.
Yep.
I love it. It's so true.
The interesting thing to me is as I was laying on the side of the road bleeding, and I tried to move, and I was almost paralyzed. I couldn't move a muscle. Tried to reach up. I can tell I was bleeding from somewhere in my neck, and I couldn't reach up to shut it off.
Wow.
When I realized it's probably all over, I'm going to die, The first and most important thing to come to my mind was my wife. After my wife, my kids. To me, those are the most important things in the world.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to spend some more time with them, but I figured, well, what it is, it's over. Until I heard somebody say, I'm a doctor and I'll do all I can to help you.
Wow, that's a true miracle. Yes.
I felt like it was a miracle because I knew what to do. And I'd never done it before, I'd never done it since. I knew then what to do.
My gosh, that really is a miracle. Because you, like you mentioned, you were inspired and knew exactly how to respond. And you did. You stopped the bleeding, which truly saved his life.
Yeah. And so, and this was my first time being a first responder.
Oh, that is so great.
Yeah. To have a miracle in my life helped me the rest of my life, too.
And so what did that help you decide throughout your life? What changes do you feel?
It helped me to know that Father in Heaven looked out for me because he looked out for Ralph. And also to know that he would love both of us enough to tell us we could use our talents, I could use my talents to save him. And he had actually helped these kids already that had been these girls that were.
Yeah.
So he was doing what he was supposed to do and saving them. And I did what I was supposed to do to save him. And I think the rest of your life, Ralph, you've done that.
Well, I've been very blessed, no question. I mean, things have worked out for me in ways that I'm just so grateful to my Heavenly Father for everything that's happened to me. You don't realize miracles happen every day, and they really do.
Yeah, and to think that you made the decision where to go to after.
True.
To go to a hospital closest, yeah, where his wife could come. And I think she, all her life, has been a blessing for you.
No question. Oh, yeah. She's been a stalwart in my life. Absolutely. Of course, the first thing she said when she got to the hospital, walked up to the Lifeline helicopter, she said, "That's it. No more highway patrol."
You're done.
But unfortunately, I didn't listen. I went back after 9 months.
I love it.
But you were an inspiration to so many. I know you are.
Yes, I agree with you. Absolutely, he was.
Because my daddy said so, that you were.
Oh, that's so true. And I saw that. So you're right. Throughout the years, I truly saw that impact that he had on our community. All those children, all those families. I mean, even now, watching some of those children who have passed away and him to be there and to celebrate their lives with those families, they still like honor and love him more than anything. So I was just going to say, because of you two heroes, I'm so excited that the Utah legislation is going to honor you both as incredible heroes. And you are beyond deserving, and I'm so honored. You both deserve it.
Well, thanks for putting it all together.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, but it's an honor to be recognized like that. But I just feel like I'm just a normal individual that was there doing my job, and a miracle was given the opportunity to occur.
Yeah, and I just did my job that I've been trained for.
That's right.
You guys are both true angels. You're angels on earth that have helped one another, and you truly have made a difference in so many people's lives. And I love this story, and I'm so excited to share it with the world, because I think we all need to learn to continue to be like that and to listen and to help each other.
Well, that's what we were put here to help. We're here put on this earth for a reason.
Yeah.
No question.
At a certain time, too.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
Yep.
There's definitely a reason why. So again, I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to continue to build our relationship and to celebrate all the amazing things you guys have done and impact you've made on our entire, gosh, our world, to be honest with you. And so it's true. Both of you guys are true angels, and both of you guys are such heroes, and I'm so grateful to be here with both of you guys. You both are inspirations to all of us, and I appreciate and love you guys so much. Thank you for all you've done.
Well, thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yes.
Appreciate it very much.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, love you guys.
WAM Safety. The WAM Safety Podcast with Wendy Jensen Nichols and Paul Thurber.
WAM. WAMSafety.com. WAM.